Obviously, then Lenny leaves and the club goes down a different route with Ronnie Dyla. What did you first think when he got the job?
Surprised, to be honest. The whole summer you're waiting to see who's going to get the job, and you never heard of.
Because you text me saying Terry Venables was getting it.
That was a rumour. Danny McGrainer, Terry Venables was a shoot.
But when he first came in, was it totally different to Lenny?
A lot was made of, like the diet and all that stuff, but it was how he saw things, but you didn't have to follow it, do you know what I mean?
Right. So he would just advise you.
And I would say, this is what you need to do. And but he didn't have to follow it. A lot of boys didn't follow it, do you know what I mean? And it was, the diet was a bit ridiculous.
So what was it, like steaks for breakfast?
No, it was like, it was a high, the dietitian thought it was a high, he brought a dietitian in from Norway, and it was high fat, so you got your energy through fat. So like, he would buzz off you if you ate a steak with a hunters of mayonnaise or bearnaise sauce instead of pasta.
To help me take the Peter Head job, mate, that's my dream.
That was the options. As much as I say it was your choice, the stuff was put out there, so like, it was the, that was what you had there, but there was a wee, the pasta and that was at the side, but it was frowned upon, man. Pasta was like, it was like she sugar for your tea in the morning.
She had sugar,
you had to go, you're not allowed sugar, you had to ask the wee woman in the canteen, it was like into the back cupboard for your sugar and your tea, and it was like, right, keep it quiet and that. Like, she was like, don't tell him, dear. I was like, no, it's all right, I just keep it in there, right, just don't. I won't say a word on that, drink my sugar at my tea.
But see when a manager comes in and starts saying all that, I know the boys between themselves are like, what's going on here now? Was there no sense of that at first?
Aye, everybody was saying it. But see, at the same time, you're half thinking, right, maybe this is something new, maybe this is, when they're so convinced that this is the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had an injury and I started to follow the diet, like strict as anything, and I lost 6 kilos in a week.
Did you?
I couldn't run the length of myself, but I was nice and thin. I was like him at a Dallas Buyers Club.
Matthew McConaughey.
Aye, that's what I was like, man. But it's just whatever. The boys know their own bodies. You know what I mean? You don't need to come in and hammer that home too much.
So what about like his training and stuff like that? Was that totally different as well, or was it quite similar?
It was different. He had an idea on what he wanted to do and how he wanted to play. He was a nice guy and it was just maybe getting the message across was maybe the we'd went for Lenny, who was like, just win the game. Do you know what I mean? You win 1-0, sound. You lose 1-0 and it's all kicking off. Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean? It's like the worst ever.
Uh-huh. If we got beat 1-0, how would it not be as bad?
It wasn't like a clear message. It was like, underlying, it wasn't like, this is what I want you to do, just win the game.
Uh-huh.
But I was under on it, it was a bit playing well and a bit doing this. And sometimes that can be, when the message isn't clear, do you know what I mean? It's like, we're doing this. It took a while for his ideas to get across. And there was a spell where we'd done all right with it. But I think he was still a young coach and still trying to get his message across, especially when you've came to a foreign country as well and trying to shout and be angry when he's in like English accents, like try to be angry in a foreign accent, do you know what I mean? So. He was good. He was a good guy in that, but I felt a bit sorry for him in the end where things just weren't happening for him.
Because we played as at Dundee, mate. He's beat us about 6-0 and you were excellent, man. Really popped the ball about. Like before we were in it, it was more direct, wasn't it? I remember playing just thinking, these are a proper team, man. You were off fit as anything.
Aye.
But then I think that was his first season. Then the second season we played just again, and it was complete opposite.
Aye. I know, that's what I mean, it just kind of get lost up, you know. Can I go, the diet and that got in tappy a few people, it was like, things just get a bit confused, and his message wasn't his, just didn't happen for him in the second season. It's hard to put your finger on exactly what it was, but just, things were just getting to a few people and it just wasn't right.
Do you think the Rangers game was the game that was the end for him?
Probably. But probably before that, to be honest. Thank but you, that yeah. was that was probably the end of it. Aye, the players have got to take blame for that as well, do you know what I mean? We didn't do well enough that day, so it's not down to the manager, do you know what I mean?
There was a big criticism that he didn't really know how to change things. I think that Rangers game was quite similar, wasn't it? Just the same formation, and just kept playing balls up to the front three who were about 3 foot between them,
We didn't didn't press Rangers and we didn't sit right after them. We were in between.
Between a hit,
and they just exposed us that way. And then when we did have the ball, we had good opportunities in good areas. We missed chances and we missed, and that's nothing to do with him. Do you know what I mean?
That's players as well.
So if two things don't go together, or at least one of them doesn't work, then it's just a shambles. So that day wasn't great.
Was there fighting and shouting after that game?
Of course, aye. Half time and all that with.
Was he carnage. Would he be one that would shout and ball?
Aye,
boys, when he had to, would he?
He did, aye. But as I say, that
didn't have the same effect.
The effect. We went for Lenny, who was like.
If you're
the changing
going
room,
bit,
the changing
you,
room
huh?
just was upside down. There was sandwiches getting thrown. There was all sorts, and it went for that to a kind of. Do you know what I mean? Shouting.
Did we, Jamesy, not get a tray of sandwiches?
Aye, he got a tray of prawn sandwiches over his face one day under Lenny. And then just volleyed them. They landed on Jamesy, but it was that scary that Lenny was that scary. Like, he was that serious and angry. Like, you know, when somebody's proper angry, you know it, do you know what I mean? And it was like, he didn't even wipe the prawn sandwiches off. He's just sitting like that, and they're just fawned on him.
Boys are just like, cheers, Jamesy. Wee Jamesy's a wee biffy, isn't he? Human biffy.
They were all sticking on his shoulders.
What shoulders?